Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. The talented show card won this race last year. It should be another terrific event featuring some of the circuit's top fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules and format remain the same as our summer contest. For more, visit losalamitos.com. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's Best appearing in Orange County. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with first post time at 1 p.m. each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through September 21st. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas, call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jurzen, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Boy, summer winding down. Great to have you with us opening weekend of a very brief two-weekend daytime thoroughbred meet at Los Alamitos Racecourse. First things first, a carryover into Sunday today in the $2 pick six at Los Alamitos of $20,950. So right about $21,000. An eight-race card today, as Kurt Hoover would say, kind of nuts and bolts. We'll have Kurt on top of the next hour. The pick six today, races 3 through 8. And no question about it, we've got a new California bred of the week, and that is Mana Rose, a powerful 5 1/4 length gate to wire victory in yesterday's featured E.B. Johnston Stakes at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Jeff Mullins, Edwin Maldonado teaming up for the owner breeder, Dr. Bruce Zeitz, for the second year in a row. Mana Rose, once again, very impressive and coming off a lengthy layoff. Hadn't run since early December at Del Mar. Really a good day, all things considered, at Los Alamitos. The underrated Edgar Payaras had a riding double yesterday, coupled with two on opening day Friday. Well, he's now the top jock heading into day number, day number 3 at Los Alamitos. So a lot to talk about. Hopefully have a few laughs this morning. Let's get back to upstate New York and say hello to my good friend Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragas and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. We're back with the Belmont at Aqueduct meet now, and I know you were taking in the races from around the country. I apologize. I was kind of in the barrel, as you know, at Los Alamitos, and I didn't see anything going on at Woodbine or anywhere else, so I'm kind of leaning on you in that regard.
Well, Mike, you did a terrific job doing that race prattle before the races. Actually found it enjoyable, and hopefully you enjoyed it as much as the listeners did.
Well, thanks, John. I really appreciate the compliment. It was fun, but I got to tell you this, and I was telling my camera guys, I was just doing the between the races stuff and did a pre-race seminar with jockey Kazushi Kimura, but, you know, I used to do that full-time back in another kind of lifetime, 5 days a week at Del Mar, 6 days a week for quite a few years. That one day, by about the seventh race yesterday, my tongue was over the bit, John. You know, I'm nowhere near race fit. I'm telling you the truth. And doing that kind of stuff, it does take energy. You know, from doing seminars, you just got to bring it. And, you know, I'm not in that rhythm, certainly not yet, but I enjoyed doing it. It was a lot of fun, except I did hit a traffic accident on the way home, which kind of delayed things there. But all in all, a great day and a lot of nice people on track, really, John.
Yeah, and, you know, it's enjoyable. You get to talk to people, and it's nice to be out there. And people hear the voices, and they don't always put the face to the voices, but you've been around so many years, Mike. Everybody knows you by now.
Yeah, one guy I ran into, he said, you know, you kind of look like what I thought you did, but you're a little uglier than what I envisioned. I'm kidding. Anyway, John, I mentioned Edgar Payeras, underrated. Kazushi Kimura, boy, he had a triple on opening day, got off to a terrific start, but got shut out yesterday. I really enjoyed talking to that kid before the races yesterday. I talked to him longer than I probably ever had. And to me, his development is really something to behold. Now, he was North America's Eclipse champion jockey a few years ago at age 20, three-time leading rider in Toronto at Woodbine. He came to Toronto at age 18, John, didn't know anybody, didn't have much money. He knew he wanted to ride races. And now his English, he didn't speak any English when he got here. And it's just amazing to see the transformation of this kid. He's on his way, three shy of 1,000 career wins now with 997.
Yeah, he does a terrific job, and he won the last riding title at LaSalle, so obviously he knows how to ride this track.
Yep.
And it's not such an easy track to ride, Mike. You know, the stretch is forever, and it's not like other tracks, but he seems to have adapted well to it, and good for him. I'm wondering, is he going back to Canada, or is he going to stay?
As far as I know, he's staying. You know, okay, I haven't heard anything about that. Now, you know, we got the Breeders' Cup right in front of us. Obviously, it's kind of late, but they're trying to pick up a live mount or two, I'm sure, there. But, no, I believe he's staying. I certainly hope he is. Although things, you know, they could get a little thinner at Santa Anita this winter. Fingers crossed, we'll have to wait and see. John, I'll say this, quite a bit of activity at the claim box yesterday, which I make that very encouraging, and I think that's spurred by the fact the purses are up, and that's due to the consolidation of no more live racing in the north, and therefore, you know, any money bet up there, LaSalle, in this case, this weekend and next, they're the host track. The purses are good, therefore you're able to run horses at a realistic level where, you know, people are more inclined to buy them, to claim them. So I think it's all good.
It is good, Mike. And, you know, listen, this is the meat for the little guy. Let's be honest. I mean, obviously, yeah, Baffert chips in and wins most of the stake races. But for the little guy that, you know, really can't compete against the big guys all year round, this is their opportunity to make some money, and they should take advantage of it. And they are. And look, Edgar Payeras at this point is the leading rider. Four wins. So I know it's not a million wins,
no,
but it's four wins.
Yeah.
And it means something.
And, you know, another guy who's really trying hard to make it, and he was firmly established up north, jockey Billy Anton Georgie, he rode a comebacker yesterday for Redham Racing named Stolen Treasure. And Ed Freeman, the trainer, what a great job at San Luis Ray Downs. The horse had been stabled at Del Mar prior to running yesterday, had been away 16 months, and won pretty easy yesterday's seventh race. You got a $46.60 wind mutual. There was a guy hanging out down near the winner's circle. Very quiet, nice guy, John, I'm telling you. And before that race, they're going to the gate. He said, hey, I want to let you see this. And, you know, people show tickets. It's almost like showing your vacation pictures, you know. Okay. But he was so nice, I engaged with him. He had a pick three going to Stolen Treasure, or pardon me, to Manor Rose, who was the odds-on favorite in the E.B. Johnston. But he had Stolen Treasure to start this pick three off. And, you know, he got the money. It was, I was happy for the guy. You know, it's really, really a good hit. $438.90 on a very modest investment. So, boy, that's the kind of thing that keeps people coming.
Yeah, you need players like that, Mike. You know, they're the backbone of the game. Yeah, they have CAW and all the big players,
yeah,
but it's the little guys that come every day and, you know, they bet their $20 a race or whatever it is, and good for them. You need them to hit. Believe me, they are the backbone of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Saw a lot of little kids yesterday. Anyway, let's try and make some money here. Hour one, I assume you're going to Belmont at Aqueduct.
We are, Mike. The weather is absolutely beautiful. It's in the 70s, and we're going to look at the eighth race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number two horse in here, Melly Mel. This is a three-year-old filly who was claimed out of her last race by trainer Orlando Noda. He claimed her for 17.5. He brings her back for 50, so that's certainly a positive sign. Dylan Davis aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. I like number two, Melly Mel, to win today's eighth race out at Belmont Park.
Belmont at Aqueduct, post time set, 4:42 Eastern time. And, John, you know, we're kind of in between right now, but I know you're busy there at Ragazin. Tell us what's up at the website, jonhardwon.com.
Well, today we have Churchill, Belmont at Aqueduct, and Los Alamitos. Three tracks are up, $10 best plays, $25 full card.
Thanks so much, John. We'll check you back toward the end of the show and bring you out to Los Alamitos.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. Now let's get up to Santa Anita and say hello to a guy I've known for many, many years. Veteran jockey agent, racing secretary, and believe me, way toward the top of the list, wounded combat veteran, a great friend, Tom Canoose. And he represents Antonio Fresu coming off a big meet at Del Mar. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, Tom, thanks for your friendship. It was great to see you yesterday at Los Alamitos. You handed me a flyer about a, you know, you're a guy, you do a lot of things. You like to write. You've got passions in life. You're very active, involved with your granddaughter. She just graduated Glendora High School, I think California State champion wrestler. Is she going to Iowa or Iowa State, Tom?
She's on the roster for Iowa. So she's there. She's been there about 3 weeks now, a month. And, yeah, she's looking forward to wrestling at 138 pounds there.
Yeah, it's a big-time wrestling school, no doubt about it, for many decades. I mentioned you're a wounded combat vet, Vietnam. Your latest movie, and you write them, you produce them, you do everything, it's called Shadow War. It's based on a true story. You showed me a trailer a few months back one morning at Santa Anita, and you know it's a true story because it's your story, Tom. Tell us about it. You've got a big screening plan at the Ice House in Pasadena on Monday, September 29th, and it's $50. All donations go to benefit a guy that we know and love, veteran agent Vince DeGregory. He's getting way up in years now, and you've been such a great friend of his. But tell us about this movie, Shadow War.
Okay, what we're going to do is it's going to be a benefit, and all the money proceeds go to Vince, who's 93 years old and still active as an agent. But he's kind of living on Social Security and, you know, whatever jocks he has. And he just has one jock now, so we're trying to help him out. And what it'll be is when people get there, they can just donate. There'll be a box, and they can just donate what they want. They can donate $20, $50, $100, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And this movie is based on my story from the time I was like 7 years old to the time I was through Vietnam. And it's just, you know, kind of my life story. And I wrote the screenplay about 25 years ago. And I wanted to make a bigger movie out of it. But then since I haven't been able to raise the money, I decided to make it for whatever money I could make. Yet. So I got X amount of investors and made it for a lot lower budget than I wanted, but I think it turned out okay.
I sure hope so. The movie, you were telling me yesterday, it's 70 minutes in duration. And again, yep. You're going to screen it Monday, September 29th, the Ice House in Pasadena. You'll start rolling the film at 4 o'clock that afternoon. Tom, I'm really looking forward to seeing the entire thing. I really am. I know you're proud of what you've been able to put together.
Well, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it. And I hope people enjoy it. And then I hope Vince can get a few bucks to get him through a few months.
Right. And Vince, for those who may not know, legendary, that's a term I probably throw around too loosely, but Tom, I know you agree, this is a legendary figure in our game going back many decades. A native New Yorker, his family had a restaurant in Saratoga Springs. He knew everybody who was anybody. He had the top riders. He had, you know, Angel Cordero. he had Lafitte out here. I remember in the early to mid-70s, he had Bill Shoemaker for a while. He had so many guys. Chris McCarron, he is the racetrack. And he's a guy just needing a little bit of help now. He's still active. He's got a lesser jock, obviously, at age 93. And hats off to you, Tom, for trying to help out Vinny.
Yeah, thank you. And, yeah, he's amazed. Not only his record on the racetrack, but he could play the trumpet with the biggest bands. He was a boxer. He was a baseball player. I mean, basketball player. He was in the Army. A very remarkable career.
He played basketball, I think, was it in the service with Dick Grote, guy who was National League MVP, I think, 1960 with the Pirates, had a couple of great years with the Cardinals. Anyway, Vinny's got a million stories. Tom, let's talk a little bit about your jock, Antonio Fresu. I mentioned you had a good meet at Del Mar, but my gosh, you had a lot of segundos down there. If you could have just turned half of those into W's, you would have had a sensational meet.
Yeah, if we could have just maybe about eight or nine of them until wins, that we've been a great meet. But JJ, who is a great rider, and he's got a great agent in Craig O'Brien, they're tough to go ahead and beat. But if he can finish close to them second, it's a pretty good thing. But Antonio's a great rider, and I really like working with him.
You mentioned JJ. That's Juan Hernandez, we like to say around here, Tom, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Antonio Fresu had 7 seconds in one afternoon there at Del Mar this past summer, Tom.
Yeah, that's a day that JJ won 6 races.
Right.
And we had 8 mounts, and he ran 7 seconds. That made a big difference.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, you've got this jock named on 3 today. Just want to ask you about one. It's for Doug O'Neill. Loving on the run in today's 7th, going 6.5 furlongs. And, you know, it's a first condition allowance. This horse, she got the condition 2 starts back at Los Alamitos on June 21st. So she's offered up for an optional claiming tag of $40,000. You draw the far outside here, number 8 in race 7. Looks to me like she's got a great chance. She comes off a very close 5th where she was closing ground in the 5-furlong turf Daisy Cutter on July 26th at Del Mar, and Antonio knows her so well.
Yeah, I think she's going to be very tough in that race. I think, you know, Doug's got the filly just ready to go, and she's got good help with Leandro Mora's assistant. And, yeah, I think the horse will be double tough there. Like I said, always already has won that condition, ran really a good race, I think, in the stake. So I think she'll be very tough.
Good. I want to ask you, Tom, look in your crystal ball a little bit, and you're a guy that used to try and fill races for quite a few years up on the fair circuit at Pomona Fairplex. You also worked with Tom Robbins in the office here at Santa Anita, Del Mar, I think, for a while, even at Hollywood Park. Looking ahead after the Breeders' Cup into the winter, what about the Northern California horses? What do they do? Do you think there's going to be quite a few of them matriculating over to Turf Paradise? What do you think's up in that regard?
Well, I think that the cheaper horses, I don't think they can afford to stay here. I think they came before because there was no other options, but I think a lot of them will go to Turf Paradise, even though the purses there are not anything, but they can at least run and have more opportunities there. So it's one of those things that, you know, I think you're going to lose the bottom half of those horses, and then the top half will probably stay. I think definitely you lose horses to Turf Paradise.
Yeah, and therefore, I mean, Jason Egan and his team at Santa Anita, they've got a big challenge in front of them, to put it mildly, no?
Yeah, I you know, when I was racing secretary here in Del Mar and at Oak Tree, Tom and Robbins and I had he was the director of racing, and we had the whole circuit, and we had a lot more horses to work with.
Yeah.
And we did race more days. We raced 6 days a week at Del Mar and 5 days a week here. But I think Jason does a good job. I think he's under a lot of pressure because he has, you know, to fill races and doesn't have many horses to fill them with. And but for what he's got, I think he's
well,
does a good job.
Tom, they did a great job. You know, earlier this year, the Northern people were guaranteed opportunities. the opportunities were presented. I don't know if that's going to be able to continue, but I think Jason and his team, they've done an amazing job, but they've got additional challenges now. So wish them well, but man, things, they are a changing. Am I right?
Yeah, like I said, I think all these horses up north came down here and then competed. But the ones that are in that bottom half, and they knew they even couldn't compete with those races, I think you'll lose those races. So I don't think you're going to be able to make as many of those races as you had in the past. And then some of these other horses that can't compete in the open races, they'll lose too. So I think it'll be even more of a challenge than before.
Tom, I apologize. I'm going to throw you an unscripted curve here a little bit, but I have so many people asking me about Patrick Valenzuela. I actually had him on several months back after he had been on FanDuel with Todd Trupp and I believe Simon Bray. And, you know, Pat, he's still got that great personality. I've seen him on horses in the morning. He looks like the old P-Val. He's got a license to exercise horses, but he hasn't been able to break through and get the okay from the CHRB, from the stewards, to ride in the afternoon. Do you have any idea what's going to be happening? I mean, and time's running out. I think Pat's going to be like 63 years old here in October, Tom.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've seen him in the mornings. He looks really good on the horse. If anybody can make a comeback at that age.
And you worked for him. I should mention that, you know.
Yeah, four different times.
Yeah.
But the one thing is, I think, and I'm not sure, don't quote me, but they have a board meeting this Thursday, and I think they were supposed to make a ruling on it this Thursday.
Yeah. And I've also been told that, because people say, well, why doesn't he go here or go there to ride? Well, there's reciprocity. I think he's got to get okayed here to ride anywhere. Am I right about that, Tom?
Yeah, I think once he gets okayed here, he can ride anywhere.
Yeah, but he's got to get okayed, you know.
Yeah. And my understanding, that might happen Thursday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, hey, Tom, man, what a pleasure having you on. I'm looking forward to your premiere. The name of the movie is Shadow War, based on a true story, folks. It's the Tom Canoe story. Monday, September 29th, the Ice House in Pasadena. Be there at 3 o'clock. Whatever you're inclined to donate goes to benefit veteran agent Vince DeGregory. Tom, thanks for your time. Good luck with the movie, and good luck with Antonio Fresu today and on into the fall. Looking forward to seeing Lovin' on the Run for Doug O'Neill running race 7 today.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a great day, Tom. Listen, folks, before we step aside here for the first time, I want to let you know, racing fans, it is here. An exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Elise Diaz, I'm going to step aside. We're coming back strong, folks, with the one and only John Lindo in Carlsbad this morning. You can catch him and Bob Ike every Saturday morning here with Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10. We've got him first out of the break. Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, top of the next hour. Whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading rider Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, folks. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And this is opening weekend at Los Alamitos. 8-race card today. And a pick six carryover coming in today of just under $21,000. Let's get to the phones. And as advertised, say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Hey, good job yesterday. I enjoyed that interview before the races with Kazushi Kimura. I hadn't heard him speak too much. He sounded pretty good.
His English has improved. I mean, in 2 years' time, it's just amazing. You know, I was dealing with him a lot that winter of, 22-23, and almost I was trying to get him on the field here at Angel Stadium for a photo op with Shohei Ohtani, who was still with the Angels, and couldn't get it done. You know, but it would have been absolutely massive in Japan, and I thought it would have been very impactful here. You know, you think back to the old Buick ad campaign with Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Shoemaker, early 70s, and here you've got Wilt 7 foot a lot and Shoe barely 4 feet tall. You know, it's amazing, and he's such a nice kid. He has met Yamamoto now, as he mentioned in the interview, but he's the complete package. He really is, John.
I tell you, he's sharp. You can just tell talking to him, you know, and he knows what's going on. He does his homework, and he's dedicated. It takes a lot of guts to leave your country when you don't speak the language and come out and get started from scratch. So,
and he did that at age 18.
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. I mean, he went to Toronto. As he did know, one thing that helped was the fact everybody's got an iPhone, social media, so he could stay in touch with people that spoke the same language, you know, back home and so on, which is, I noted Lafitte didn't have that advantage when he came. Well, he came to Chicago. He was under contract to Fred Hooper back in 1966, and Lafitte at that time was 19 years old. Now, there was a Hispanic component to the backside in racing them, but certainly not as much, nowhere near as much as it is now. But as I said in the interview, I remember Lafitte telling me it was so hard for him. He'd get lonely, you know, he couldn't understand people. He'd go places and try so hard to understand. He'd listen to music, you know, and the age old thing, John, you want to meet girls, well, what do you say when you don't speak their language? Well, you figure it out, right?
You adapt really quickly, or else there's a problem, right?
I know Lafitte did. Hey, anyway, don't want to get too far in the ditch. We've got a new cowbred of the week, and that was the two-time winner of yesterday's $75,000 E.B. Johnston Stakes, Manor Rose, owned and bred by Dr. Bruce Zeitz and trained by Jeff Mullins, and another very impressive gate-to-wire win under Edwin Maldonado. The horse I mentioned, he'd been away since December of last year. Actually, he'd been idle since November 9th of last year, but boy, and Jeff noted in the post-race interview, now with the Chosen Vron retired, Kings River Knight retired, they're hoping to control this cowbred division for a while.
Well, they're off to a good start, and Manor Rose can sprint a route. He's by Stanford out of the good journey mare, Kathleen Rose. And like you say, a homebred, he's now 8 for 15 lifetime, and the earnings yesterday, now he's over $380,000. He's also won on grass, so he's one of those horses, those cowboys that are very versatile. Doesn't matter the distance, doesn't matter the surface. And like I say, if you find one of these and you can get in this division, you can knock out a lot of big checks.
And, John, as we've seen time and time and time again, witness the Chosen Vron, witness Kings River Knight. You take your time with these kind of horses, and you are going to be rewarded. I mean, here's a 5-year-old gelding. Yesterday was his 15th lifetime start. He's now got 8 wins and 7 seconds. So first or second in all 15 starts. He picked up $45,000 for the win yesterday, and that puts his earnings right around $385,000 from those 15 starts. And it looks like there's a whole lot of opportunity straight in front.
Yeah, and, you know, and the thing about him, he's got speed. So anywhere you go, he's going to put himself in the race. And obviously he can carry a speed at least a mile. I mean, he might run further. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, John, I want to mention great supporters of the show, the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. I got a long text from Steve Johnson last night. You know, he said take the Packers last week and lay two. I think it ended up being 2.5. Well, it was an easy cover. Going for two in a row today, he says, take the boys, the Dallas Cowboys, and lay 5.5 points. And I wanted to remind everybody there's two Monday Night Football games tomorrow night. He said they've got openings, never any charge to sit there in the race book. So come on up and join the party at the South Point with football season upon us.
The number there, 866-780-7223. You can talk to Steve directly. He'll tell you how you can get a horse players right there at the South Point. Food, the restaurants there are fantastic. You're going to have a good time. And mention Bob's name at the hot dog cart. They'll set you up.
Bob Ike. Yeah. Now, listen, we mentioned our cowbred of the week, Manna Rose, and the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. They are busier than ever trying to provide additional incentives for the breeder here in California. John, as you know, they unfurled about 5 or 6 weeks ago what they're calling their flagship full incentive program. Any mares bred next year, 2026, with resulting foals in 2027, there's an 11-month gestation period, the CDBA will award $1,000 for each foal registered as a cowbred with a cap of 25 per breeder. I don't think that's going to be a problem. And they'll waive registration fees for foals registered in 2027 and 28. And big news, I think, a pilot program for broodmare quality enhancement. They're offering up this incentive for mares purchased at public auction out of state for $20,000 or more who are 12 years of age or younger. The respective breeders will be eligible to receive up to $3,000 in transportation expense reimbursement paid upon the foal's registration as a cowbred with the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. As always, we encourage everybody to go to their website.
So that broodmare quality enhancement program comes into play pretty soon because they have the November breeding sales back in Kentucky. You can buy a broodmare in foal to, you know, a good Kentucky stallion, foal that, get the foal in California, breed that mare back to a California stallion. That foal is now a cowbred, and you can take advantage of this. They'll pay the way to bring her home over here, the travel stipend to get back to California.
Right. You know, speaking of stallions, John, what about a roster that includes Forbidden Kingdom, Clubhouse Ride, Tamarando, Om, and Straight Fire? Folks, you can find them all at, I'm going to call it what it is, the leading thoroughbred farm in California right now. That's Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clements, California, near Sacramento. Encourage folks, give farm manager Terry Knight a call at 510-928-4980 or go to their website, legacyranch.com. Take the virtual tour. You can see all their stallions, the grass paddocks. John, you know from personal experience, I mean, from conception to starting gate, they do an absolutely tremendous job there at Legacy.
And if you're in Northern California, get up there and see the ranch for yourself. You'll really be impressed. The grounds are immaculate. The training facility, the training track is terrific. Terry and I will show you around. And the pastures are big for the mares. They've got plenty of room. It really, really is a well-run, working ranch, and you'll get to see all sides of it. So if you get up there, you know, give Terry Knight a call. It's about an hour south of Sacramento.
And again, Terry's number, 510-928-4980. All right, John, let's get to the business at hand. Who do you like for the listening audience this morning?
Let's go to the seventh race today, Mike. In the seventh race, number two, Overattractive, a filly that likes Los Alamitos. I think 6.5 furlongs is perfect for her. There's some speed to set her up. She comes into this race fresh off of the race during the summer meet in June at Los Al. So just sit back, make one run at 9-2 in the program. Let's hope she gets there. Race 7 at Los Al, number 2, Overattractive.
Okay. Hey, John, looking forward to having Bob Ike back in the fold with you next Saturday, 9-10. Boy, we're getting ready for the run-up to the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar, October 31, November 1st, an exciting time of the year.
And we'll be talking about that Pennsylvania Derby next Saturday at Parks.
Looking forward to that so much, John. Thank you.
All right.
All right, welcome aboard now, Orlando Gutierrez. Boy, he handles the nighttime thoroughbred, the nighttime quarter horse and thoroughbred publicity and so, so much more. Does a great job day and night. Orlando Gutierrez, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Great to see you. Great to spend some time with you yesterday afternoon.
It was a lot of fun. Listen, before we get along any further, Elise Diaz has some sound that you were kind enough to get with winning jockey Edwin Maldonado yesterday following the featured E.B. Johnston Stakes, a gate-to-wire winner with Mana Rose. Here's you with Edwin Maldonado yesterday at Los Alamitos.
He felt great. You know, he's training like a monster. So I was very confident. It was just a matter of slowing down the pace and just slowing down the first quarter, which he still didn't do. But past the half a mile, he pricked his ears forward. Going around the second turn, he had his ears pricked. So I knew I had a lot of horse turns to end. Very nice horse. Special winning two back-to-back years, right?
Absolutely. It's not easy to do. No. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, Los Al.
All right, he gave Los Al a little bit of a shout-out. You always like that, Orlando. You know, he mentioned he wanted to get him slowed down, but he really didn't. I said to Jeff Mullins in the post-race for the simulcast audience, nobody went with him. You had to like that. And Jeff wanted to say it, but he didn't. He was diplomatic. Basically, with a horse like this, nobody can go with him, John. That opening quarter is 22-4, the half and 46-1, and he's so well within himself. I mean, he was Hawkins' horse yesterday. There's no question about it.
And one of the best things about that, Mike, is Mr. Seitz and his whole family was there.
Exactly.
And I was talking to his son a little bit, and he said, my dad's having so much fun with this horse, which is what this is all about, right?
Yeah.
He placed a nice order with Benoit Photo. They're just having a thrill of a time with this really nice run.
They were. Now, listen, I mentioned we've got a pick six carryover for the Thoroughbreds daytime today. Of right at about 21,000. We got a nice carryover tonight as well. First post time, 8 o'clock. We get underway at 5:55. And we've got a carryover tonight of $11,534. And an outstanding feature race as well, Orlando.
Yeah, so that pick six should be around $70,000 total with that
good
carryover. And kicking off that that pick six, part of the pick six, will be race number four with Jericho, one of the top age horses in the country. He's making his 2025 debut. He's a multiple grade one winner here at Los Alamitos, so looking forward to seeing the outstanding Jericho back in action. Of course, our feature event is the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity, a grade two event, $260,000 purse. The horse to beat, the morning line favorite at 9-5, is number 8, Toby Sis. Undefeated in her 3 career starts. She is a full sister to the outstanding London Toby, so we know that the power is going to be there late. She won her trial by over a length, fastest qualifier for trainer Scott Willoughby. Number 9, the lady is a vamp, is another one to watch. Early on in the year, she just looked like one for the ages, the way she debuted it. She's continued to do some really good things. Paul Jones just absolutely loves this filly. He calls her one of the barn favorites. Won her trial by a half a length. It's a full field of 10 here, Mike, in the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity.
And post time for that, 9:03. Before we get a best bet, Orlando, you had an upset in last night's Grade 1 Millie Vessels. You had a 3-year-old filly knock off the older mares.
Yeah, we had two fillies in that field, and they came to play. They meant business. The winner ended up being Hot Temptation, just took control midway through the race, and just held off some a nice older mare by the name of AJ Born Running. Hot Temptation, owned by Reliance Ranches. That gives Reliance Ranches two horses that might be starting in the Champion of Champions later this year, Hot Temptation being one of them. They also won the Brad McKenzie with a horse named Unrelentless. So Reliance Ranches now has a powerful 1-2 duo. Shaking going on was the other filly. She took off right away with a really nice start. Was leading halfway through before Hot Temptation took over. Hot Temptation now only the fifth filly since the year 2000 to win the Mildred Vessels in quite a performance. Definitely one to watch as the season progresses.
Terrific. Now let's get to it. We need a best bet. First post time tonight at Los Al, 5:55. First post for the daytime action, 1 o'clock. But who do you like under the lights?
Well, I'm going to go back to that race number 8, the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity. I mentioned the two fillies on the outside post. I'll also give a look at number 3, Cowboy Country, 1-2-3, 6-1 on the morning line. And this horse just keeps getting better and better and better. 3 wins in a row. Look really good in the trials, winning by 3/4 of a length. And And, of course, got to like that price on the number three, Cowboy Country, 1-2-3 in race 8 at 6-1. And my other horse that I like as well in race number 2 is number 4, The One on Fire for trainer Felix Gonzalez. I like the way that this horse continues to step forward, very lightly raced as a 3-year-old, 7-2 on the morning line in race number 2. That's number 4, The One on Fire, Mike.
Terrific, Orlando. Listen, we got Kurt Hoover top of the next hour, but give us a little sneak peek. Who is his simulcast seminar guest today before the races at 12 noon?
Yeah, we have owner Jaime Ranella, well-known as the owner of Chismosa. He's got a horse in that race number 2, and he was kind enough to agree to come out and speak with Kurt Hoover. Looking forward to meeting him, getting to know him a little bit more. Jaime Ranella will be the guest.
Veteran owner, breeder, and Rafael De Leon trains for him. That'll be a good go. Looking forward to that. Orlando, thanks for the opportunity yesterday, and all the best today and next weekend at this short thoroughbred meet there at Los Alamitos.
Thanks so much, Mike. Hope to see you soon.
All right, we'll step aside one final time this hour, and we get back to New York. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. But before we do, Elise, I don't know about you, but I'm getting hungry. I'm going to be stopping at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne on the way home. They're just off the corner of D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, folks, save a taco, eat a pizza. At Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We'll be right back with Matt DeSantis with Naira Betts out of the break. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. The talented show card won this race last year. It should be another terrific event featuring some of the circuit's top fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules and format remain the same as our summer contest. For more, visit losalamitos.com. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's Best appearing in Orange County. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. The talented show card won this race last year. It should be another terrific event featuring some of the circuit's top fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules and format remain the same as our summer contest. For more, visit losalamitos.com. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's best appearing in Orange County. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
And welcome back, Hour 1 Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I want to be clear, this segment is also brought to us in part by the Wilson Automotive Group, David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. If you get over to Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. His brother Jeff came up and said hello to me at Los Alamitos yesterday. He's a regular listener. Can't say enough about my personal experiences at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Check out their website, toyotaoforange.com. You'll see about 5,000 reviews there. Give them a call at 714-639-6750. Back to New York we go, and we say hello to Matt DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. How's everything going in sunny Southern California?
Awesome. Really, it's cooled off. It's nice. I understand you've got beautiful weather there in New York. You're back in stride now with the Belmont meeting at the Big A. You got nine of them today. Can you do us any good in terms of going to the bank?
Well, I hope so. I hit the pick five yesterday, so let's try to do it again today.
All right.
We are fast. Yeah, we are fast and firm. Beautiful weather. Let's kick off the late pick five, actually, in race number five. 3.05 p.m. Eastern post time, race number five, like I said. And I'm going to go with a little bit of a price here. The number eight, Sir Cartwright, 10-1 on the morning line for trainer Jeremiah Engelhart. This is a horse that was really good at 2 years old, came back at three, didn't really show much, but popped up on the turf last time, had a tough start, but I thought showed a lot more promise. Now you get Ricardo Santana Jr. up on the mount. Ricardo's been riding as well as anybody up here in New York. Been a lot of jockey changes with Irad going to Kentucky, et cetera. But Ricardo's been doing great. I think Jeremiah, second start, he's got a lot of nice horses that are running during this meet. I think this is one of them. Sir Cartwright at 10-1. I think he can get the job done today at a big price.
Okay, 10-1 on the morning line. That'll work. And as you noted, post time for race five at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, 3:05 Eastern. And Matt, see if you can do a little something for the New York Mets. My gosh, they're in a tailspin. They lost their ninth in a row, but we digress. Thank you so much. Good luck today. I hope you cash.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. And as a Phillies fan, I'm not going to try to help the Mets at all.
All right, I take it back. Anyway, folks, stay with us. Kurt Hoover from FanDuel straight ahead, top of the next hour. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. The talented show card won this race last year. It should be another terrific event featuring some of the circuit's top fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules and format remain the same as our summer contest. For more, visit losalamitos.com. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's best appearing in Orange County. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with first post time at 1 p.m. each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through September 21st. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us this opening weekend of a very brief daytime thoroughbred meet at Los Alamitos. Just two weekends. It'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a week from today, and that's it. Then we get ready to go to Santa Anita for their autumn meet, and then it's going to be down to Del Mar, the Breeders' Cup World Championships, to kick that meet off the last Friday in October, October 31, and Saturday, November 1. Eight races today at Los Alamitos, as my good friend Kurt Hoover likes to say, nuts and bolts time in terms of what the handicappers are dealing with. One thing everybody can embrace, a pick six carryover of just under $21,000, and they've got a nice carryover at night as well of more than $11,000, so a lot to look forward to on Catella at Los Alamitos. Let's say hello to Kurt Hoover, who's back in the fold today in the paddock before and after, during the races. Hey, Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good to be back. Thanks for pinch hitting for me tomorrow, and looking forward to attacking the pick six this afternoon.
Yeah, you're going to play, right? I mean, and by the way, one thing you were continuously mentioning, I don't want to say harping on, but let's face it, you did a little bit, the consolation aspect of it. Okay, it was $68, but you know what? For guys playing small tickets, they hit a con for 68. Man, they're back in action today instead of this jackpot nonsense.
Exactly, Mike. If you have two or three cons, you're talking $180, $240, and that's for the ticket for today, right? You know, Mike, as you know, I was at a celebration of life, a lifelong friend of mine just passed away, so I didn't watch any races, didn't really see anything. But I got home, everything went well there, and I got home and I looked at the results. I said, how did it carry over? I mean, I know there was a $40 winner, but there were real short prices. You know, again, a smaller pool and things, a big day action on other places around the country. But I'm glad it did because it really livens up the Sunday card, Mike.
Well, it carried over for the same reason you and Bob Ike stole a pick six on a closing day at Santa Anita's autumn meet several years back. There wasn't that much interest, and you guys swooped on it. Yesterday, there wasn't a whole lot of interest, so I didn't think there was any chance for a carryover, Kurt, but we got it.
Right. Yeah, and like I said, I looked especially at the last couple results as well. There had to be a couple tickets and said no tickets. So, you know, you get the little 20,000 in today, and then there's not a lot going on today. I think it even increases more with the pool this afternoon. So I think it'll be a real nice-sized pool and some pretty challenging races. You know, like I said, Mike, it's the nuts and bolts, meat and potatoes kind of car, but I have found personally for myself gambling, I have done better on some of these type of cards instead of those overwhelming
100%
giant fields, right, Mike, with all the stakes. You get buried, it gets away from it. These cards, to me, for lack of a better term, more manageable for gambling purposes.
Yeah, I know, like Toby Callett, who's on here every week, he's not into the bells and whistles and all the big stage stuff. No, let's see where we can cut things out and make some money, eliminate losers, single horses with a lot of confidence,
right,
and have some fun playing the races. Hey, Kurt, I mentioned with Orlando Gutierrez in Hour 1, a guy that I know you're a big believer in, a fan of, jockey Edgar Pajares. Now, he had a double on opening day, overshadowed by the hat trick that Kazushi Kimura pulled off. But he had a double again yesterday, so, hey, it's early, but he's the leading rider now. Both of his horses, big prices yesterday. He connected in race two for Craig DeLossi with a horse that had been really running well at 1,000 yards under the lights, and you got a $10.40 win mutual. And then for Martin Valenzuela, another Los Alamitos-based horse, race four, big bet with Edgar Pajares, Kurt, $47.20. We've seen this jock do just absolutely hold his own at Del Mar, Santa Anita, but he's still flying under the radar.
For sure, Mike. And, you know, he obviously does a lot of riding at night, and sometimes those night guys who ride at night, they get stereotyped as speed riders. You know, you can't sit and finish or not turf riders, so forth and so on. He's a pretty good rider, Mike. Even at Del Mar, I can't remember the name of the horse, but he rode a horse that I bet, and the horse didn't win, but he rode the horse absolutely perfect just from off the pace, and the horse fired. And you're right, just kind of still flies under the radar, but a good, solid rider. And you mentioned a barn, too, Mike, Martin Valenzuela, another small barn that does a good job that pops up with some price horses. And, you know, it's tough to win when you got that small stable. And you and I have talked about this often. That's what's great about this Los Al meet. It gives these guys a shot.
No doubt.
Size purses, right? And you're not running into all the droppers and the 18-way shakes and so forth and so on. It's just a solid meet for some guys who work hard all year long.
Martin Valenzuela really works hard. He's based year-round at Los Al. I'm glad to see him winning races. And, Kurt, I mentioned earlier as well, quite a bit of claiming activity yesterday. And you can check the charts when you get over there. To me, that's encouraging. And to me, that is the result of the purses that have been enhanced by the consolidation of North and South, where people, they're much more inclined to run horses realistically. In other words, you have a guy say, well, you know, we really need to run this horse for 16. I know, but we gave X. Yeah, but look, if we run for 16, here's the purse. If we win and lose them, we're in good shape and we might cash a bet. You see what I'm saying, Kurt? It all kind of coalesces, and it's validated by the action yesterday at the claim box.
No, 100%, Mike. I think that, you hate to lose Northern California Racing, but the positive side is just what you talked about.
Yeah.
Things are kind of condensed. You're getting the bigger purses. There's still some cheaper races for some of those horses who are based up there. It leads to claiming activity. It leads to moving horses around. Several times at Del Mar, Mike, I made the point, well, like 20 years ago, I'd say, why is this horse dropping? This doesn't make sense. Now you do the math, it makes sense. There's a profit. You move on, you turn it over, and then you reach in for somebody else. So it all, has worked well, Mike. And in fact, it's worked so well, I got back in the ownership game.
Well,
more than the horse we claimed, we're looking at a race next week at Los Al.
You beat me to the punch. You took on the role of Vulture a couple of weeks ago at Los Alamitos, along with your good friend Chris Jennion, several other guys, trainer Bob Hess, who's one of your best friends. And the horse won nice. You took him for $10,000. Tell us what's up. Is this race going to go for him a week from today?
Hope so, Mike. We're looking at a race in the book. Hope that it goes. You know, hope you get a good size field. The purse is very good. And to your point, Mike, we're not waiting for Santita. I'm not waiting for any special day or any big deal like that. We're looking for a race where he sits and we think he can be competitive.
Yeah.
He worked, what is today? He worked Friday morning. I think he worked Friday morning up at Santita. He vanned up from Del Mar a couple days early. Mm-hmm. Worked Friday morning. Work went fine. We're just hoping the race goes, looking for a spot, and helping to help out the low-style handle, Mike, I hope.
And we're not trying to hide anything, but I forget his name. I know you don't. What's his name, Kurt?
Big Juanito.
Big Juanito. Yeah.
Yeah. Another Juanito is in today, and there was a little Juanito, and none of them are related. But we're hoping next week and today another Juanito is running in one of the maiden races. But they're no relation. Just all the horses began with King Juan Garcia and Victor Garcia. That's why the name is in there.
And great to see King Juan in the winner's circle a few times with Victor at the Del Mar. What a classy man. I mean,
for sure,
the
Mike.
Epitome of class in racing, Juan Garcia. He's been around for so many years.
Yeah, one of those old school horsemen, Mike. And, always been a fan. And I think they went like 4-for-9 or 5-for-10 down at Del Mar. Had a really, really good meet.
And Kurt, as far as your horse, Big Juanito, you're looking at a starter allowance, right?
No, there's an allowance race in the books, Mike.
Because there's
no starter races until Santita, so we're going to hope that race goes, take a shot, and see what happens. You know, it's a big step up, obviously, but the timing is right.
Well, he won pretty impressively.
And he won pretty nice, Mike, so you know how it is. You've been in the game, and you've had better horse than I've had, but you're always looking at the book and thinking, just get the race to go, and then we'll see what happens. You know, as long as the horse is doing good, and that's another thing you and I have always talked about, as long as the horse is doing good, anything can happen, and you just hope you pick the right spot and hope to get lucky.
And you know, as the late Jack Harlick used to always say, listen, Sid, they're not machines. They're not.
Right.
You got to
right.
catch horses in the right cycle. I know the Rags and Sheets, they've made a fortune off of that. Get a horse in an up cycle that isn't readily apparent just in black and white. But if you catch a horse that's getting good, man, jump on board.
Oh, you know that, Mike. From like you're saying, you had some really good horses. I've had some decent horses, but how many times that race didn't go? Well, we got to go here instead. Well, I don't know. Should we ship somewhere else? You know, there's so many things that go into it.
Yeah.
And you know, you had it, and I have it. You have trust in your trainer. That's why you hire them. You know, that's their job to find the spots, tell you, hey, this looks better. Maybe we should go here. Oh, he didn't work that well in the morning. Maybe we wait a week. But or he worked great. Let's find something right now. And I think you touch on something. I always talk about that cycle, like when they're going good, especially fillies and mares.
Man, oh, man.
You get rolling, and you can bounce out a couple of class levels, and it doesn't make any difference. Conversely, as you well know, when they turn the corner and start going the other way, you know, it's very tough to get them back in form.
You
hold that form, Mike, and that's why you hire a trainer you trust, and that's why you have that working relationship.
And Kurt, I'll say this. There's exceptions to every rule, but to me, this is pretty steadfast. You got a horse that starts to go off form, the worst thing you can do is wheel him right back. Back off. Give him some time. Like Leonard Dorfman used to tell me, these horses don't forget how to run. You know, if that ability's there, it's there. Just give them time. It's not always easy because it is such an expensive game, Kurt.
Yeah.
And you see races where you think you ought to fit, but you really got to. Bobby Frankel was a master of it. Man, he would drop and keep everybody off balance. And if you claimed off of him, it usually didn't go well.
Good luck.
Yeah. But he'd drop, get away with it, laugh in your face.
And the other thing, Mike, you talk about that too. And you know, especially with older geldings, you'll see they get sour, they get race wise.
100%. Yeah.
You're right. You kick them out for 2-3 months. And then usually, I've paid a lot of attention to this, they usually need at least a race. If there's one race they run fifth or sixth,
yeah.
They kind of get back, get the kinks out. Then you drop, then you bet, and then you cash, and you see it many times. Now, conversely, sometimes they come back and are just race-wise, and they're not going to return. But so many times you see that with older horses and mares when you kick them out. They let them be horses. And
yeah.
Then you bring them back slowly, right, Mike, and you try and find a spot. Again, as you and I know, it's very expensive. There's a lot of bills. There's a lot of things that go wrong. But when it goes good, it's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, and I will say this. You don't always have to send them off the property. Just back off in their training. And, you know, you're not working them every 6 days. You give them time. Let them kind of get things, especially fillies and mares. Sometimes they can get distressing, and they'll tell you by the way they back off their feed. But that's part of what makes it a great game, Kurt. A great game. There's just so much to it. And I know a lot of athletes I've known over the years, they draw parallels to whatever sport they're in, be it hockey, Major League Baseball, the National Football League, whatever. They draw those parallels between the equine athlete and what they themselves have experienced.
That's why there's so many of them in the game, right, Mike, owning horses.
It
gives them an outlet because they can't play their sport anymore, but you can sure as hell be competitive. And I've always said it's a thinking man's game, especially when you're claiming horses and when you're trying to find spots for stakes horses. Where are we going to go? Who do we want to avoid? What, you know, do we claim off this guy? Can we drop? Can we get away with one? It's just such an intelligent, great game. And, you know, you and I both tasted some success. And when you win, I haven't had many better feelings. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Things go right and you get the money, right? Especially when you do it with friends and people you like, and how enjoyable that is when you're bringing people out to spend the day and enjoy the whole day.
But I'll say this, Kurt. All the best laid plans, as smart as you be, you better have a modicum of luck to go along with it. You got to have it, you know.
And you got to, you know, and again, I keep bringing back, you and I both experienced, you're going good, and all of a sudden you get that call, well, there's a little issue, we're going to have to give
a couple of months.
And okay, and that's the way it goes. And if I've always told people too, Mike, if you can't handle that part of it, then it's best to do something else. It's just you have to be able to take that with it too and shrug it off and move forward. As expensive and as tough as that is, that's part of the game.
Well, Kurt, I had it happen to me in front of $1 million race, the Pacific Classic. I had, as you know, a pretty good horse named McCann's Mojave.
Yeah, very good horse.
He had just run one of the best races of his career up at Golden Gate. Had the biggest margin of victory that he had in his career. I think he won 8 stakes, or maybe more, I'm not sure. But we were getting ready to run in the Pacific Classic. They had the synthetic down there. He galloped over it for 3 days. I get the phone, and I went down there and watched him go one morning. I get the call, Steve Speck. He said, and I knew something was up. I just intuitively.
Right. Got a call to say hi, let's go have coffee.
He said, Mike, listen, we got a little bump. He goes, man, I'm just going to tell you right now, this son of a gun, and he didn't put it that way, he's been way too good to me. We got a scratch. I said, hey, man, we're not running. So, and that was hard. The post positions had already been drawn, and, we had a good shot, but you just – it's just the game. It'll bring you to your knees, and then we retired him, you know. So
yeah, and there's no debate, right? He
tells None.
You that. You say, okay, that's what we do, and that's it, and you move on.
Well, listen, we talked about other athletes in the game, Kurt. I couldn't help this. Walker Buehler, who, as you know, is tight with Bob Baffert, owns pieces of horses. He grew up in Kentucky. It was so great to see him Friday night. He had re-signed with the Phillies. He went 5 innings, allowed 1 hit, got the win, and they're marching into the postseason. But I was interested to see what he said. I hadn't seen any player or manager raise any doubts about this new automated ball strike system, which to me it's 99-1. MLB's going to it next season, and I got to say, Kurt, looking at it this past spring training, I thought it worked very well. You know, but this is what Buehler said. He had gone down to AAA for one start just to get his legs under him. He said, the story reads, among the reasons Buehler was happy to return to the major leagues, he hated the automated ball strike system used in the minors and is likely to be considered by MLB for regular season use. It's beyond likely. It's going to be.
Yeah.
Quoting Walker Buehler, he says, I think it's inaccurate. I think in most of the stadiums, it's not even actually on the plate. I think it shifts certain directions in certain ballparks. I think human element is a huge part of this game. I think starting pitchers that have pitched for a long time deserve certain parts of the plate. In other words, a little bit off the outside corner, that other guys don't get. End quote, Walker Buehler. It's interesting. I think it's certainly got to be very important. They have the GPS and everything set where there's no debating it, but he obviously didn't have that good of an experience with it.
Yeah, and Mike, honestly, with today's technology, it's going to be the same in every stadium. This is not 1975.
I think so. Like, all I know is what I saw this spring, you know?
Yeah,
and
no one's tinkering behind with some old school thing trying to get it set.
I know.
The technology today, it's good in every stadium. But I can see what he's saying, too, because I do like the human element, too. You and I watch a ton of baseball. I love watching baseball, and that's part of the game, too. It'd be interesting to see how it shakes out. One thing's for sure, Mike, looking for some great playoffs coming up, right? There's some great races coming down to the wire and some really competitive baseball.
And what Buehler's, and we'll get off it, but what Buehler's alluding here to is another one of the unwritten rules in the game, which a lot of people say we need to get rid of. But one of the unwritten rules for 1,000 years has been, take a guy like Warren Spahn, guys that are around the plate all the time. Kurt, they get those tight pitches on the outside corner in particular. That's just Justin traditional.
Justin Verlander pitching there for the Giants is a perfect example.
Exactly.
That's it. That's the way it goes, and everyone knows that. It's part of the sport.
All right, we got to get back in our lane, as Bob Icke would say. let's look at the 8-race card today here at Los Alamitos. We get underway at 1 o'clock. Who do you like, Kurt?
Yeah, a lot of interesting races, Mike. I don't think that we can be any real short price favorites. I think you might catch a price or two along the way in the pick six. I'm going to go to the 4th race. 5.5 furlong claiming event for $10,000 claimers. I'm going to go to number 3, Last Call London, for Craig DeLossi. As you mentioned, DeLossi had a winner yesterday. He had a couple of horses run well towards the end of Del Mar. And to me, Mike, this is a classic case of something we've talked about. Last Call London ran a very good second at Los Al June 28th. I thought he ran real well behind a nice horse, and so I'm told. That he took a couple months off. The race at Del Mar, that's an absolute get-fit race. Shows speed. You can't get claimed. You're 31-1. Now you drop for the money, and the fact that he gets Freysu to ride to me is a giant plus. Freysu coming over to ride a $10,000 claimer at Los Al, a plus. Plus, he loves the surface. He was second June 28th at Los Al. Mike went through the dusty record books. He won the King Glorious back in 2023 at Los Al. Obviously, he's not the same horse. Point is, he likes the surface. I think it's the money run today. He comes back quickly, and he catches a very solid field, but one I think he can handle. So let's take number 3. Last Call London, 4-1 on Ed Burkhardt's morning line in race number 4.
Well, I hope you're happy with yourself. You just blew the price up there. I didn't want to talk to Tom Canoost about this because they're taking this dive in for 10. Kurt, I agree on every single count. And I'll tell you who else is hoping you're right, and that's owner breeder Terry Lovinger, who's he's at Los Al every day. He was out there yesterday, and Last Call London, beyond a live commodity in race 4 today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a good price. Like, it's a tough race. I mean, no cinch, but I think the price will be right. I think the trip is right. And the fact that Craig DeLossi wheels the horse back quick, I think that was the plan. Get a race into him at Del Mar. Drop for the money at Los Al with a nice purse. We're back to that nice purse thing. Here's a $17,000 purse.
For a 10 claimer.
For 10. Right, you're getting back almost $20,000 and you move on.
So yeah.
It's just a great spot.
And that's going short. You know, that's a big pot, man. $17,000 for 10 claimers going 5.5 furlongs. Post time for race 4, 2:33. And again, Kurt says, take a shot with number 3, Last Call London, Antonio Freysu for Craig DeLossi. Hey, Kurt, good to have you back in the fold today. At Los Alamitos, your simulcast guest is going to be owner breeder Jaime Ranella, a guy who's put a lot of money in the game. And of course, they've got Chismosa, who, you know, didn't run that well yesterday in E.B. Johnston against the boys, but we'll see where she resurfaces next.
Yeah, she's a really, really nice mare, Mike. One of my favorites. Looking forward to talking to Jaime. She said, a guy's put a lot of money into the game owning and breeding, and it's paid off in a big way with her. She's been a really good mare. Since she's graded stakes, place, and everything else, Mike, she's worth some money already. So it's been a good run with her.
Well, Kurt, I'll be well represented next Sunday with Big Juanito from your powerhouse stable there at Los Alamitos. Have a great day, my man.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Enjoyed it, and looking forward to being out there today.
Good deal. Kurt Hoover with us, and now we say hello to private clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf. Andy, good morning. The Del Mar hangover is behind us. How are you doing?
We're doing good, sitting here at Santa Anita on a busy Sunday. You know, yeah, it's good to get to Del Mar, and it's also kind of good to get out of Del Mar sometimes.
Yeah,
too, if you know what I mean.
I know a lot of guys have been away at Keeneland. Mr. Baffert's one of them. Is he back today yet?
No, not yet. And I have not. Also, tangential note: Nisos has not been back on the tab since the scratch. So maybe it's to you know, he's due tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that would be the scenario I would think of. I haven't really seen the horse gallop too much because he always kind of gets by me. He's kind of a bay nun, and he's somebody that I miss a lot in the gallops. But hopefully he'll be on the tab very soon. But so far, No NYSO.
Scratched out of the Pacific Classic. I did talk with retired jockey and a member of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame race of Bill before we came on air today. I said, you see these numbers at Keeneland? I mean, I'm sure you saw the story at the Pollock Report. It's by the Keeneland Association, but, I mean, the numbers are big. And he said, yeah, Eddie, meaning Eddie Delahousse, he's been there all week with Aaron Wellman and the Eclipse Thoroughbred contingent, and they've been raising their hand. So that bodes well. We sure hope, knocking wood, you know?
Yeah, no, the numbers are crazy. I mean they're past my comprehension sometimes. But everybody's just looking, like most, even the small fry bet are looking for a big score, and that's what these big purchases are. They're looking down the road, maybe if the horse turns out to be something, and with great breeding and a great record, it can have a stud deal that'll, be off the charts. So I think everybody's looking for a big score at all levels of this game, I suspect.
Well, listen, Andy, a mechanic of note, a guy by the name of Big Leo, said, hey, give Andy Harrington and everybody a shout-out. Love what he does on the show. So for Big Leo and all the listeners, who do you like today on behalf of NationalTurf.com?
Leo is the best. Okay, in the on this eight-race card, the seventh race, let's go to the outside horse in here, the number eight horse, Lovin' on the Run. I know it's a favorite, but she's very consistent. She won on the dirt two races back at Los Alamitos, ran in the Daisy Cutter Stakes at Del Mar, 5 furlongs, just couldn't get up. Ran a good race, galloped out well, has trained steadily since. There's a lot of speed lined up on this, what looks to be in this race. So I think she'll get something to run at. So we're going to go in the seventh race, number eight, Lovin' on the Run from the Doug O'Neill Barn.
Okay, and once again, tell us about NationalTurf.com, Andy.
Just go to NationalTurf.com. I got a scouting report on all the horses. We have a Los Alamitos report, too, so the pickings are a little slim because it's not a workout-centric track, if you know what I mean. But there's stuff there that sometimes things pop up, and they're very interesting. So NationalTurf.com, and hopefully I can give you some information you can't find other places.
Andy, enjoy your work. Thanks so much, and good luck today, buddy.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, we'll step aside. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein. Had a nice winner from Kentucky Downs on air last week. Bob Mazursky, get his thoughts on what's happening today at Los Alamitos. On the back end, Toby Callett from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco, and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride. Our newest stallion addition, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Om Enjoy, and Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. The talented show card won this race last year. It should be another terrific event featuring some of the circuit's top fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules and format remain the same as our summer contest. For more, visit losalamitos.com. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's best appearing in Orange County. daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My thanks to Chris Monreal and the amazing Elise Diaz making things happen inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. Let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. And on behalf of the listeners, thanks so much. A solid winner a week ago at Kentucky Downs, Quiet Street at $6.64.
Yeah, we didn't quite get the morning line right. Good morning. I believe that Wesley Ward 7-5 shot scratched, and the horse got bet down. We'll take it. It's a nice up and coming filly though for Godolphin and Mr. Mott.
Where do you want to go for your first selection today, Bruce?
Go to the fifth race at Churchill Downs, Mike. This is a 7-furlong race for now winners, 2 lifetime claimers, and a horse that really caught my attention. He is a big price here. The 6 horse Anthonian in his 9th career start. He put the blinkers on for the first time, and he really ran a much-improved race. Now, he ran at Ellis Park. That's kind of like an elbow at a mile. Sort of a one-and-a-half turn. I guess it's considered 2 turns. But he dueled through very fast fractions. He went with a 3-to-1 favorite. The field was completely strung out. He beat everyone but the big closer who got there that day. I thought he ran much improved. He's now shortening up to 7/8 of a mile, and he does have a win here, a maiden win here back in November. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he needs to be on the lead. I think he could sit close up, but I really love the way he perked up with the blinkers, and it'll be a big number. Race 5, the 6, Anthonian at 15-1 on the morning line.
Second time in blinkers today. Boy, that's a big number on the line with Julian Leperoux riding back. Anthonian, number 6 in race 5 at Churchill. Post time for that, 2:45 Eastern. Come on out to Los Alamitos. We got an 8 race card and a pick 6 carryover. Just at about $21,000, Bruce.
Let's go with just an old-fashioned pace play. Race 6, 5.5 furlongs. the four-horse Rock and Roll Song ran pretty much under these conditions a couple of months ago on July 6th, and dueled with the 6-5 favorite Woofta, ran that one into the ground and ran a close third that day. But those were starter horses for 6,200. Those might have been a little bit better than these. Fast forward to today's race, Mike, she appears to be the only front speed in what it looks like to be a somewhat paceless field. If she runs back to her July 6th race, I think she's long gone. Sixth race, the four, Rock and Roll Song listed at 3-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and Ricardo Ramirez, very, very capable rider, performs almost exclusively under the lights, but man, he's got a lot of talent. He rides for Jesus Aranga, who runs a lot of horses. Race 6 today set to go at 3:41 Pacific. And Bruce, you'll be glad to know, Kurt's back in the fold between races, does such a tremendous job. But tell us about betonbruce.com, what we can find there.
Nice work yesterday, Mike. Really enjoyed your Kimura interview. That was outstanding. And Kurt is an absolute pro. We know that. It looks like he could just do it in his sleep. He's such a natural and such a great ambassador for the sport.
I tell my kids, when you're doing something you really like, it's not work. That's Kurt.
Right. And you know what? When you're well-prepared, it seems like you're doing it almost off the cuff, doesn't it? You know? And, you know, he's so well-versed that it comes very naturally to him. Anyway, as far as betonbruce.com, two racetracks today. The full card at Los Alamitos with audio, also the last six races on the program from Churchill Downs, and then best bets at Los Alamitos, all at betonbruce.com.
Bruce, have a great day up there, and it's cooling down in Vegas as well, right?
It is. We're in the high 90s, and you know where it's really nice, though, Mike? At night. It's not so darn hot at night. You can go walk around and feel comfortable.
Exactly. Hey, have a great day and night there at up in Las Vegas, Bruce.
Take care, Mike.
Okay. Hey, before we get to Bob Mazursky, folks, it's summertime. Never a good time for plumbing issues. My advice is be proactive. If you have any inkling something might be going on, give my friends at Western Rooter a call. They can come out, diagnose things, take care of something before it becomes a big problem. Or if you have an issue, nobody better. As I often say, they are on time and under budget. There's over 400 five-star reviews available at westernrooter.com that'll verify what I'm saying. Commercial or residential, 24/7. Give them a call at 626-648-5499. Tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA Radio. Hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Family owned by Larry and John Vitala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn for more than four decades now. That's Western Rooter. Go to westernrooter.com or call them 626-648-5499. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And the best handicapper in the West are certainly right at the top of the list. Joins us right now, Bob Mazursky, who handles the publicity efforts for the daytime thoroughbreds at Los Alamitos as well. Hey, Bob, good morning. Great seeing you yesterday.
Good to see you too, Mike. Thank you.
I got to run something by you that I've mentioned a couple of times now. I was a little surprised at how much claiming activity there was yesterday. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for the sport in California. There's activity at the claim box. That's always a good thing. And, yeah, it's happening a lot here. There's some horses that look like they might have been worth claiming at this meet so far. So we'll see how things turn out.
Well, it's good for us here in California, unless those horses get on a van and head over to Phoenix, Bob, which is a possibility.
No, absolutely. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope they stay here and help fill the races both here and everywhere else.
Bob, eight of them today. Any strong feeling?
I'm going to go to the third race. I like the second-time starter for Victor Garcia, who's quietly had a very good year with a limited number of runners. Another Juanito. The horse, I think, ran against much, much better horses first time out. Maidens from this barn generally improve a bunch second time out, and so I think you'll see a much better effort from him at this level. Number three in race three, another Juanito.
Owned by Victor Garcia's dad, Juan Garcia, used to be known as King Juan at the old Caliente. Man, he won a lot of races and did it in style. Bob, first post time, 1 o'clock. And you've got a very significant handicapping contest going on next Saturday at Los Alamitos. I love these tournaments because they bring big players on track, and that is the golden dollar for purse structure.
No doubt about it. It helps the handle, obviously. And, you know, there's two spots available to the NHC next year in Las Vegas. They've been very popular here. Orlando Gutierrez, who does so many things well, runs that contest very, very well. So,
yeah,
it's a $500 buy-in, $400 on a live money card, and you play all the races here at Los Alamitos. So, yeah, we should have a good turnout for that next Saturday.
And Bob, do you get involved with those, or when you're working you just got to stay in your lane?
It would be too difficult to do that while I'm working.
Exactly.
I feel like it's a bit of a conflict of interest, too.
Nice win for the Pack the other night.
Yes, they're playing. They start off the season very, very well.
Yeah.
So let's hope they can keep it going. And more importantly, stay healthy. That's the whole key in the NFL. You want to keep your good players healthy.
And, Bob, I asked you about a Packer alum last Sunday. I had him on the wrong team, but you know who I'm talking about. Aaron Rodgers with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He looked great.
No, he had a very good game. 4 touchdown passes. You know,
yeah.
As long as he gets some protection, because he obviously can't move like he used to.
Some semblance of protection. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Then he still has his arm. There's nothing wrong with his arm. He can still get the job done. So I think they're playing a tougher team today, but at least they're home. They're playing the Seahawks today, so that should be a good game.
Bob says race 3, number 3, another Juanito, 7-2 on Ed Burghardt's morning line, post time 2:01 Pacific. Hey, Bob, have a great day, and I'll see you next weekend.
All right, sounds good, Mike. Take care.
All right, listen, Chris, before I completely step away, want to let everybody out there know about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. Folks, it's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Final lap straight ahead. Toby Callett, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos September Thoroughbred Meet with live racing through Sunday, September 21st. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, September 20th, we'll feature the running of the Dark Mirage for fillies and mares. The talented show card won this race last year. It should be another terrific event featuring some of the circuit's top fillies and mares. Plus, on this date, we'll host our popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest rules and format remain the same as our summer contest. For more, visit losalamitos.com. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California and nationwide. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Don't miss Thoroughbred Racing's Best appearing in Orange County. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Live racing continues through September 21st.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
We are Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, it's great to have you back with us. Thanks to everybody for listening. Met so many nice people yesterday at Los Alamitos. And again, thanks to all of our sponsors, starting with Dr. Allred and Kathy. Just great supporters of the show year-round. And I mean, it is greatly, greatly appreciated. You form relationships over the years, and sometimes you don't have what you thought you had. But with Doc, there's never a doubt. Again, thank you, and thank you to all of our sponsors for helping to make this happen. Let's get to South Florida. Check in with Toby Calla. Toby, I heard you on air yesterday. You said the weather was just picturesque. What about today?
It's another nice day, but as summertime South Florida would have it, we had a little shower early in the card, and then when they ran the last race, it was raining rather significantly, mm-hmm. and with even on the dark days, because they're only running 3 days a week, we've had enough rain, and they've done the right thing by taking these races off the grass. It, you know, limits the opportunities to play, but you know, been here, done that, know the routine, and hope when the weather does clear that it will have benefited the turf course, or the turf course will be the recipient of the lack of use, and we'll be able to get plenty of races on it when it really counts. You mentioned a name earlier in the show, Dick Grote, which brought up a couple of memories. He was a two-sport star. Do you know the other sport that he played?
Well, basketball, baseball.
Right. Yeah, he's the basketball star at Duke. The other thing is he was partners, you being a baseball guy, he was partners with a guy that built a golf course in Ligonier, Pennsylvania, east of Pittsburgh, 55 years ago. And his partner was a guy by the name of Jerry Lynch.
Jerry Lynch, the pinch hitter?
At one time, the king of the pinch hitters.
Yeah, and then him and Smokey Burgess, they were the big pinch hitters back then. Jerry Lynch played, I think, for the Reds and the Pirates. Am I right about that?
That is correct. And I watched Smokey Burgess hit a ball a single to right field and got thrown out at first base.
Yeah.
Saw it with my own eyes, yes. Smokey was slow as smoke, as they say.
I used to have a picture in the press box at Santa Anita, 1946, I think it was, L.A. Angels. They were the Chicago Cubs, number one minor league affiliate. And Forrest Burgess is there in the front row. And he always had that big chaw. That guy could swing the bat. And you look at the old film, like the 1960 World Series, he could hit.
He was a good, single, slap it around kind of hitter.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, yeah, these Lynch and Grote built this golf course. It's still there. It's called Champion Lakes. It's a good public golf course. And just a piece of irony that when you mentioned Grote, you brought up memories, because I used to have to get rides from my older friends to get out there and play when I was a teenager and didn't have a driver's license.
Didn't he win the batting title in 1960 with the Pirates, and then they named him MVP? He was a really good shortstop.
MVP, yeah. Right. So he was a tremendous ball.
I think he hit 342, something like that. Hey, anyway, we better get back to what we know, and that's thoroughbred horse racing. I'm looking at America's Turf Authority Daily Racing Form. Says you have 10 at Gulfstream, and by what I'm reading here, they should be in the starting gate for race one. Are they?
Yeah. Well, they're no. No, they're you know, sometime soon. No problem.
Okay.
I'm going to take you to the sixth race today. It's one of the few that we can choose from. 6.5 furlongs. These are fillies, and there's fillies. I'm sorry, 2-year-old fillies. We've got a scratch of the one, and we've got a scratch of the six. I like the three. Her name is Goldie Glory. Comes off my horses to watch list. Huge rider change to Amicia Jaramillo, and I think that she'll be on and near the lead throughout. The 2 Lady Lullaby drops for Safi Joseph. The 11 My Girl Nina comes out of the same field as the top choice. And the 8 Sweet Agenda is dropping out of maiden special weight races as well. It's 3-2, 11-8. It would be great. Cash in today's six at Gulfstream Park.
All right, post time for race six at Gulf, 3:28 Eastern. Hey, Toby, it's always a pleasure, man. Enjoy having you on, and good luck today.
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, we'll finish things off with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. And, John, before you get going, I would just say if you were here, I'd love to take you over to the finish line at Fairplex Park once Santa Anita gets started, but I know a lot of people do and encourage them to do so. Free parking and admission every day of the week, and they put enough clerks on, a ton of self-serve machines, and a great food and beverage menu. The pricing is right. That's the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, John, just to let you know.
Well, they at least get it right, Mike. Every racetrack in the country should have free parking and free admission, to tell you the truth. People are coming to play. They're only going to bet the money that they spend on parking anyway, so why not let it go through the windows?
Well, I don't know anymore. Ed Burghardt sent me a text a couple of days ago. He says, things are so slow in the race books up here in Las Vegas, we need to rethink the way we're doing things. I just told him that is a long conversation, and I certainly don't have all the answers, John.
Well, no one does, Mike. That's why the game is in the state that it's in. But hopefully someone will figure it out soon. Like Toby said, post time is – what did he say? Coming up soon?
Sometime soon.
That was the line of the two-hour show.
100%. We had to wait a long time, but we got it, by God. All right, John, 8 races today at Los Al, a pick six carryover races 3 through 8 of about 21 grand. Where are we going?
Let's look at the second race today. It's a mile, obviously, on the main track, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Malibu Rocks. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Rafael de Leon barn. This horse is stabled here. He works out here, so I guess he has somewhat of a home field advantage. He had 1 start at Los Al, 3 starts back, and actually ran well. Not much speed in this race. If this guy gets aggressive, I think this horse is going to be tough in here. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 2, Malibu Rocks, to win today's second race out of Los Alamitos.
Well, and I tell you, the owner here, Jaime Ranella, he's going to be Kurt Hoover's guest at 12 noon on the simulcast signal. So we'll look forward to that. Malibu Rocks, 9-2 on Ed Burghardt's morning line, and post time for race 2 at Los Alamitos, 1:28 Pacific. John, kind of a lull in the action right now, if you will, but they're back at Aqueduct, the Belmont meet at Aqueduct. Tell us about jonhardoon.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, we have Belmont at Aqueduct, mm-hmm. and, of course, we have Los Al selections. By the way, Mike, if Greg Maddux pitched with this new thing they're going to start next year, he wouldn't be happy. He got more balls called for strikes than any pitcher I can remember.
You would have Leo Mazzone, the guy that used to rock back and forth, and he was always chipping and bitching. And then, his partner, Bobby Cox. How many ejections? Well, you can't complain on an automated zone, though, right? But Maddux wouldn't get those pitches, you know?
No way. And he got it out of respect, and rightfully so. I mean, he pitched games where he threw 85 pitches the whole game. just numbers that are unheard of these days.
Yeah, it would not happen. And this new thing is coming. There's no question. John, your take on, I thought it worked well in spring training.
I do too, Mike. I kind of liked it. I even liked it in the All-Star game when you were able to tap your hat and, file a protest or whatever. I don't think it's a bad idea. The only thing they have to fix in baseball is the extra inning rule with the guy starting off on second base. That is the most ridiculous thing ever. And they got to get rid of it. Other than that, everything is fine.
But it sure gets you out of there a lot sooner, doesn't it? You don't see those marathon games anymore.
Yeah, but it's not the same, Mike.
I know.
How do you start a guy off on second base with no outs? It's ridiculous.
I understand that. Hey, John, all the best, man. Have a great day. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
And, folks, you have a great day and week. We'll get back together next Sunday from 8 to 10 here on Thoroughbred LA. Thanks to everybody involved. I'm Mike. So long.
Been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.